review it? Does somebody review it every year before it comes to us?
Ken? Oh, I hope you don't have anything to do with the scheduling.
Paula pushes it out to the principals. They're supposed to look at that, review it with their staff, and make any proposed changes to come back as a recommendation to you guys.
And do they?
We have to assume that they're looking at those.
When I was at the school, I looked at those regularly and contact my director to say, hey, we need some adjustments. Coaches would let us know, folks would let us know, that type of thing. I know Sarah's been spending a lot of attention on that.
Do we have any questions with regards to the fee schedule?
So I can share some information with you here or in the board meeting. Just as an FYI, but the law is changing with regards to fees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And in a couple of years, we're not going to be able to charge fees for stuff that's going on during the academic curriculum related stuff. Starting 21-22, I think, school year. We're still getting educated in that process. But just as an FYI to the board, some of you I've shared this with before, but last year there were $620,000 in fees issued. $225,000 of those were waived, and $395,000 and change were paid. So, in theory, we could do away with the fees that we had in 17-18 was $620,000. That's how much was basically assessed in fees. A third of it got waived, two-thirds of it got paid. Now, if you were to look at the numbers of students, probably a minority of the students are paying the fees.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know we've got, 80-something% free and reduced, Ken?
We're 74%.
So, and we've got such a high number of students who are
economically disadvantaged.
There you go, and they don't have to pay the fees in the first place. So, one of the things I'm interested to know is, how much higher are the fees than they need to be if everyone was paying the fee?
Mm-hmm. No. And by 2021, it's not going to matter.
So,
is that what you're telling
for
me?
For some things. The recommendation is you approve the fee schedule. Just know, I just thought I'd share this for perspective, and then know that things are changing. We're going to have to revise our policy and take a really scrutinizing look at the fee schedules to make sure that we're not going to be violating board rule in years going forward.
We want to do that. Okay, anybody have heartburn or remove the consent calendar of the fee schedule? Okay, so then we're going to have, you guys can see the things we're going to be talking about tonight. First item is the action item regarding our board policy and student and staff onboarding. So, Chad, what are you going to present?
Basically, it'll be a pretty neutral stance on the actual policy, the why behind it, and then Stephanie Christensen will also be here with me to get into some of those, the rationale between appropriate memorials, some options, and what the research says about less appropriate type of memorials.
So options, is Stephanie going to make this recommendation?
No, I mean, I told her that if the board asks what her professional opinion might be, that she should be prepared to maybe articulate what some of that might be.
So what are some potential options?
Well, it could vary. I mean, I think everything on the table from a moment of silence, potentially, which has happened before.
Without mentioning names, just a generic moment of silence for those classmates who passed away.
What we're trying to do is treat all deaths the same. We're trying to not re-traumatize any students or faculty.
Okay, so I mean that's one. What else can we do? Honorary diploma?
I think that certainly is an option. I think the setting of where that's presented might make how to deal with what the family's wishes might be.
Yeah, the policy does state that there could be a non-student family member walk if they want to do that, or otherwise we can take it to their home, correct?
Right, the policy talks, this is where there's a little bit of gray area. It talks about students who have completed the graduation requirements.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's a little bit different than on track to graduation. But I think, you know, as Steve's reached out to these families, which I think is an important thing to acknowledge, that he's had the communication with the families, and as of a few days ago, the students had not had direct contact with immediate family members,
mm-hmm.
which I think is an important distinction.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow
that we want
something somehow that should be brought up tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because in our policy it even talks about, you know, the desires of the family, and
mm-hmm.
so I think really what these families want is obviously they love their children and they want some acknowledgement, but the setting could be very different. It could be a private setting with board members and superintendent attending and something that they could put on the wall
mm-hmm.
at their home.
Mm-hmm.
Which
what was the thing you mentioned today at Mill Creek about the certificate stating they've achieved?
Right. So Steve and I looked at some different types of diplomas, and there's some that mention, you know, posthumously, and others that said so and so has achieved senior status.
Mm-hmm.
And something like that doesn't speak to necessarily met the graduation requirements, but it's something that a family could put on their family, you know, living room wall, however they want to memorialize that. So
I mean,
there are options like that.
If I understand correctly, none of the students have completed graduation requirements.
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
And I think that could potentially be something that is adjusted from completed to deadline. We're on schedule.
Yeah.
Right. Track. And I think that's something, Joyce, would you take up in your policy committee? Because it's
we're meeting next
no,
week.
No disrespect, but I see four pieces of paper on the wall over there that if there was we needed to start a fire, I'd throw those things in the fire. So, I mean, really to say honorary or something else, this is for the benefit of the family.
Right.
So who really, how many have you looked at your high school graduation certificate since you graduated? Anybody even knows where it is? I'm not trying to diminish that. I'm just saying an honorary one would be, I would think, pleasing to the family.
And I think that's where the setting is important, not only for that family, but imagine if you're in line behind that family member. So graduation is a celebration. It's not a memorial service. And we want all those students who are there and are graduating to be able to celebrate and not necessarily sit by an empty chair or a cap and gown that's been draped over. That would trigger things. And so I would be careful about setting.
So potentially we're looking at a moment of silence without names. And, you know, you think when everyone's there, 30 seconds is a pretty long time when nobody's saying anything.
Moments of silence, names or not, we wouldn't want to discuss the way that the cause of death.
Well,
why not
the one thing, because potentially there could be somebody that we're forgetting about.
Missed.
Yeah,
somebody that passed away in the third grade who's now here. It's like, well, wait a minute. So that's the idea, moment of silence.
They're non-denominational.
Yeah.
They're across cultures. Those are some options.
Last year at Ogden High, did we approve them to go to the moment of silence?
Well, I think any of that we've discussed can be done. They can even have a member of the family at graduation.
They could walk
remember Dale?
Mm-hmm.
Dale did one.
And
that's what I think
called the girl at Ogden High. Called
the girl.
It was a show.
My only caution on the family member at graduation would be like we again was said. Like if you're that student right after and you're really excited, and we know at Ben Lomond's graduation it's a celebratory experience,
mm-hmm.
and here this somber moment happens, and then you're the next in line. What do you remember about your graduation?
Yeah.
Is your family going to do a bullhorn?
Well, it's no different than someone with a bullhorn.
Correct.
You know, you do those noises.
That
was
comment that if the students are not actually earning, that they didn't have enough credits and they weren't that, we've got full up a whole nother
yeah.
thing of
yeah.
like, really?
Yeah.
I was that close and I couldn't.
Well, yeah.
So I'm just
and see, that's what. Well, and I was just pointing out that if they are eligible for an honorary diploma, in the
confines of policy.
Yeah, in the confines of policy, they could do that if they so chose.
That's why
it's
important.
Yeah, which I was surprised at some of the conversation and some of the going back and forth with the students and stuff because I didn't see anything in the policy that keeps them from really doing what they wanted to do other than having the empty seats or something. Cause
in meeting, in
only because it's not specifically stated in
so
there.
I met with two of the students who are kind of driving this on two separate occasions privately, and I, in my personal opinion, I think it's kind of spun out of control for them. And that's okay, but I don't, you know, they haven't necessarily considered some of those other elements of what this might mean to the family. Now, will the families be okay with whatever is decided? I absolutely believe so, but this wasn't initiated or driven by those families, which I think is an important distinction because Steve Pohl has reached out to the families and kept them abreast, and that's what we want to see. That, you know, I wish that the students maybe had, but I think that's something.
What
if
the families express an interest in I also think we're under the assumption that the families are going to be fine to come up on stage and that, and we don't know that they would be okay with that. So.
I know one family in particular that Steve spoke to, they really want something for their wall.
Yeah.
They want something.
And that could be something.
And that could be
board
after.
Members
it could be a very special ceremony here in this office with you handing them the diploma and Dr. Knight.
I thought it was very good to be passed.
That's tangible, though. I mean, the moment of silence is that's very respectful. The family can take home something tangible. That's far more meaningful.
One last point that I think if we were to do the moment of silence reverence, and we have the honorary diploma, as far as an empty chair,
I would caution you that this discussion is going to lead into years to come, and be careful of what is decided. Just a caution that we want to be something, treat everyone the same way. And what if you had a major accident where you lost 15 kids in a bus accident, or would you have 15 chairs spread throughout, and who's sitting next to empty chairs? What if you're in between two chairs?
Well, geez, hey, Mr. Towner,
No, I want to sit by some. I want to sit on a chair. We've been in classes together.
Yeah,
I don't want an empty chair on my graduation.
Well, and something that I've heard a lot is that from people who deal with this professionally is that you don't know where these kids are emotionally or mentally and what tools they have to process it, and that could be very upsetting to someone.
I would applaud you for a well-written policy that you adopted in 2015. Not every district has the luxury of a policy that's clearly spelled out. Obviously, there's some maybe things that a policy group could look at, but
so you're gonna say that in your presentation?
Sure. Yeah.
And your evaluation.
That'd be us. Yes, that would be us.
Yeah, Jerry, we're going to totally deflect any questions. I'm just going to say, if there's questions from the staff or public participation, please see Jerry Bates, Public Information Officer. So
and
you don't have to stop. Seriously, as board members, if you don't want to be on TV because you got pepperoni in your teeth, you just can say no.
We're going to do our best to not appear at all in opposition to what these students are doing. We all love these kids. We wish we weren't in this situation, and this is nothing about the district versus students. This is not a protest. We're trying to be very cautious and compassionate at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Susan?
I was just curious, maybe I missed a step, but did the students go right to the paper with their concerns, or did they?
I cannot confirm that any students have directly reached out to any media outlet, but I do know that they have, that their grassroots movement has taken on a lot of momentum through social media, and I know that there are local media outlets across the country, and one very much in particular here in Mark. market that pays close attention to that kind of thing. Now, it's also very possible that they pick up the phone and go, hey, we want to tell you about this, but I could not.
And I would say, meeting with these students, they have done it the way we would want students to go about it. They've sought out administration. They've continually gone to Steve. They've been open to meeting with me on separate occasions.
Okay.
They've emailed you. I think they're exercising it pretty good.
They are. They're fine. But there's still that social media aspect where, you know, you've been carrying this
with
the board. So, you do have that. So what are we going to want tonight? Oh, I'd like to have an idea. I don't want to sit down there with a TV camera. I'll look glassy-eyed. So
it's going to all be on you, so we don't care.
Yeah, well, so Doug will be the one who say this thing. But if that's the case,
behind
man, with an off, you know, I'm not making motions. Someone else has got to be able to.
Well, can I just ask a question? You're not being asked, and I'm not sensing that you have a desire to do anything outside of what current policy allows. So maybe there's no formal action needed except maybe direction to administration to stay within the policy.
And we have to stand up and say, I want to decorate a chair.
Well, but that
require altering. Yeah, altering.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear what you're saying. I think that might lead to is an unknown of what graduation night could look like. And that might turn into a protest. If they could walk away, that they were heard, and that even if it's as simple as, we're going to get with the administration and that night.
I mean, I've asked
a moment of silence.
They
got to
know it's a celebration.
Like, yeah, and I could carry years to come.
I don't know what goes on at Ben Lomond. Do they have a senior reflection? Or they have
we used to walk the halls. So.
Yeah, they walk the halls with lights.
Is it
They've had at least on two separate occasions they've had a moment of silence of these students.
Is a moment of silence making special acknowledgments, or is that different? Because I'm not sure what making, if you don't say the student's name and you just have a moment of silence for those who are not there.
They are no longer with us.
Is that making special acknowledgments at graduation ceremony? Or out of the policy?
I think mentioning the name has to be in. Out of policy.
But if you don't mention any names, they
can fly under the
name.
Moment of silence for those who are not with us.
And it could be as simple as, I'm going to preface this. Somebody's going to be mad and throw a fit tonight. Whatever you do, you could give them the world, somebody's still going to be mad. You're going to end up offending the people on the other side saying, hey, don't ruin my kid's graduation. So just accept that. I know it stinks, but that's how it is. I think at the very least, though, you point out, hey, we've been working with the parents, we've been working with the school administration, we've been working with these students. Point that out. Great. Point out the fact that there is provision already in board policy, and even though it's been falsely or inaccurately reported in media and social media, there already is an existing policy.
Yeah. So I thank you. Perfect. However, we're not educated with that. We don't really know how those things have gone on. You do. I would hope that you would make reference to that in your presentation.
But as far as board action, if it comes to that, I would say, recapping what we already have, this is what's been asked for. We appreciate the suggestions and the participation from our students. That's great. We'd love to have you involved in this type of a process. You could take no action whatsoever. You could say, we'll change from moment of silence to potentially including specific student names. That's going to be up to you to decide. But I would just rest very heavily on this is an active participatory process. And thank you, students, for.
And we'll get with the family as well, potentially.
Mm-hmm.
I do want to make you aware of some recent developments, and I don't know if Ridge did.
In Highland, we're not going there.
I'm just saying it might come up in the public participation.
Okay.
Which could then be like,
but as far as discussing that tonight, we're not.
I think we need to address that separately.
Correct.
I didn't want it to be a blind side to.
Rich sent me a picture today that the kid who died on the ATV accident, a Highland student, and somebody's already come in, put a bench with a plaque on it. That's cool.
So what if silence for those not able to be with us, and leave it at that.
Mm-hmm. And then we'll give it the family as far as how they want us to receive
mm-hmm.
their honorary diploma.
Yes.
So those two items. So we get to that point. Please feel free to say something. You know, as far as comments go. But I'm hoping you'll react.
This will not be brought up in the board meeting, but we did have a suicide on Monday night.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just to clarify, we don't need to. If you say that, then I'm going to silence what Zane just suggested. That you don't need to suspend board policy.
We're not going to.
It would just be clarifying.
Yeah.
Okay.
My wife warned me not to make any comments.
Okay, you know what? For the rest of the agenda, good luck.
You guys all did a nice
job.
This is the budget meeting. We went over the finance budget.